When this immigrant came to America, he was looking for a job as a stonemason. He ended up founding the oldest one of this type of business in the state of Texas. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Susan Darshan traces the beginning of this story back a few generations.
I had a great-grandfather named Frank Napoleon Fossati, and he came in through New York. So he came through just to make a better life for himself, and he was a stonecutter by trade.
Her great-grandfather was told that the state of Texas was building a new Capitol building, and they would probably be looking for stonemasons, so he headed to the Lone Star State. Once in Austin, he learned the construction would not begin for another couple of years. So Frank wound up in Victoria, Texas, and was then told by his doctor that the dust he was breathing as a mason was greatly impacting his health.
And so he ended up opening a saloon, a long story short. There's stories that he had a little chili stand.
But when Prohibition occurred, he had to find an alternative to running a saloon.
So then he kind of went into, that's more in the lines of the restaurant area, you know, importing meats and cheeses and selling feed.
The family's business, today's Fossati's Deli, survived to see the other side of Prohibition, when folks could legally and publicly consume alcohol again.
Fossati's was one of only two saloons that actually survived the Prohibition. So the newspaper says, because I have an article, everyone came to Fossati's. There was another saloon open, but everybody was at Fossati's. It was packed. People were so excited.
The deli survived the 1930s and still thrives today. And the rest of the story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Victoria, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.